So just continuing for a minute our theme of fasting. When we fast, the idea is that it's done in secret, like prayer, and for His eyes only. Fasting is the means to an end, and the end is hearing from Him, not getting something from Him. We desire to hear from Him, and during the time of humbling ourselves, He will speak on whatever He chooses. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. What a promise is contained in this if we heed it. If ever there were a time when we as His people needed to seek His face and turn, it's now. The world and our land needs the forgiveness and healing touch of God upon it. And if we do our part, He most certainly will do that which we cannot do, heal our land. If my people will do this thing, then I will move on their behalf. But there's no guarantee that they will. It's the if of choice again. Perhaps you will, perhaps you won't. But if you do, then He will be quick to hear and respond. Jesus insists too that we're not like the hypocrites who fasted to be seen and get praise or credit from man. This means normal service while we fast. Not telling everyone what we're doing, not making a song and dance about it, but like prayer, it's done in secret where He only sees. Because it shows just how serious we are about our need to hear from God. In our time of desperate need, prayer, a neglected discipline, but one that needs to come to the forefront in these days. We are in the days preceding the end of all things, but that doesn't mean we sit and wait for it all to happen. Like Esther, we are here for a time such as this, that we may be instruments for change and influence in the world around us. We have a destiny and a purpose. A job to do while we're here. It brings us right back to character and conduct, and now the culmination of those two, influence, that we might by our prayer have an influence on what happens in the world around us, our family, our neighbours, our friends, and further afield, the nations afar off. This is what the Sermon on the Mount's all about, change from the inside out. It changes both our character and our conduct, and it leads us to having an influence with Him. We approach and touch the sceptre of His power, and He says, "Whatever you ask in my name, believing, you shall have." It aligns us with Him and how He sees things, so we're able to pray into His will and be an influence for good, salt and light, in this world which is subject to death and decay. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come on earth. As someone once said, if you think you're too small to make a difference, you've never been in bed with a mosquito. That's something to think about, isn't it?